Minutes News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Israeli troops continue to pound Hamas targets in Gaza, says IDF spokesman Daniel Hagari.
We've completed the dismantling of Hamas frameworks in the north of the Gaza Strip, and we'll continue to deepen this achievement and strengthen the barrier and the defense elements at the border. Now we're focusing on dismantling Hamas in the center of Gaza and in the south of the Strip.
Tomorrow will mark 3 months since Hamas terrorists attacked southern Israel. A federal appeals court on Saturday allowed a ruling to take effect that bars California from enforcing a new law that bans the carrying of guns in most public places. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson says the fight isn't over.
The Ninth Circuit keeps debating whether or not California's new law that restricts the possession and use of firearms in many different types of public places violates the Second Amendment. So this is an issue that still needs to be resolved in the Ninth Circuit and then perhaps before the Supreme Court.
Winter storm warnings and advisories are in place from the Appalachians to New England, says National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard.
We're seeing pretty heavy snow across portions of northeast Pennsylvania into northwest New Jersey, Connecticut, and then a lot of upstate New York, central into upstate New York. That's where the core of the snow is. It is going to start shifting east as we go into the day Sunday. Much of southern New England will start to get into the snow, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and then even up into Vermont, New Hampshire, and the southern half of Maine.
Two people died this morning in a 35-vehicle pileup in heavy fog on Interstate 5 west of Bakersfield, California. Yesenia Cruz was in the middle of it.
Our GPS notified us that there was an accident, and so we stopped. And as 2 minutes after we stopped, the car behind us hit us. And that's when everything just happened real fast.
The FAA has grounded 171 Boeing 737 MAX 9 planes worldwide after part of an Alaska Airlines plane blew off shortly after takeoff from Portland, Oregon Friday night. More from CBS's Elise Preston.
Horror in the air as a plug door blew off this plane while it was 16,000 feet in the sky.
Seattle, Alaska. 782, we just requested, we're declaring emergency. We need to descend down to 10,000.
Videos taken from inside the plane show passengers appearing calm.
I heard a big bang, and then I looked to my left, and there's this huge chunk, part of the airplane, just missing.
There was a kid in that row who his shirt was sucked off him and out of the plane.
We've learned that the hospitalization of the defense secretary was unknown to senior Biden administration leaders, members of Congress, and others until days after he entered the hospital. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Max Inc. Radio. This musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Last crack.
I did not take the vow. I did not burn the ground. The carousel goes round and round. The ballast comes from inside.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
By passion and no hope to be all. found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
It's like life calls and you're out, but you hope someone's there to take care of you, and you feel like your day off. You're not to blame, no matter what you do or say, that's in your way, that falls away, it leaves you standing so cold. And I'll say that good intentions are sure as path to hell. If I will dignify, in time we'll die on the table, let dignify.
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Radio. Radio for the people.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. The Spaceship.tv.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at MaxIncRadio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at MoveToMadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
I see your passion, but
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
trip I'm on.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz, a senior member of the President.